Welcome back, everyone. I'm Simon Severino, your personal business coach, and this series of videos is for you to achieve financial freedom. Financial freedom means a life where you say yes and no to every single client, to every single activity. Every day, a life that feels like vacation, that feels like you do only the things that you enjoy doing and you don't have to do the other things. This is financial freedom. And one part is having revenue systems that works for you. And the other part is having passive systems, like investing systems, that help you keep the money and grow your money while you sleep. Today we look at the revenue systems. And specifically, I will share with you that I lost deals. And I will show you what happens in the process of losing deals. What happened before, what happens during the deal closing, why I lost them, and exactly how I track it, how I learn from it, and how I make sure that the win rate goes up in the week after, because I want to learn from those close losses. And I will share my exact process with you. I hope that you lose some deals sometimes, because otherwise you're not trying enough, right? We have to lose some deals. I personally like to lose 1-2 deals per week, because then I know that I'm having enough volume in my pipeline. Now, whatever your pipeline is, make sure that you are losing some deals. And when you lose them, this is what we do. Let me share my system with you. My CRM asks me to click the reason for closed loss. So I'm moving them from the green stage to the red stage. The red stage is called closed loss. And automatically, I have to select one of those four options. Did I lose them to competition because of price, because the relationship went cold, or because it wasn't the right time? So I have to click one of those four things. In the first deal that I lost, I clicked competition. Why? Because they went with a competition offer. So Simon, how do I know if they go with competition? Well, if you don't know that, you have to go back to the video about repeatable sales, because in stage 3 of our 8 steps, that's the yellow thing right there, stage 3, go watch that. This is where we explore if they are talking to competitors too, or just to us, and which competitors, and what their decision-making criteria are. In this case, they wanted something that is physical in their geography, and we do online coaching, so they went with a competitor who is in their city, which is Boston, and in that city they do that's my assistant talking, in that city they have physical workshops, and they wanted to align the whole team in a physical way over online work. So I lost them because of competition. Now, if you click competition, you have to add this competitor to your strategic radar. The strategic radar is where you track your most relevant competitors, because from time to time you want to have a review session and learn from that. So we look at our radar as a team every month. And in this case, I have added this particular competitor in Boston to that list. They were not on the list. I didn't even know them. But I added them on the list. And next time we review the competitive radar as a team, I will report why those people are now on the team, who they are, what's the reason I lost to them. Okay, that's competition. Then, and of course, in 90 days, I have a follow-up task to just check in with the lost client and say, hey guys, just checking in. How was the physical workshop? Do you want to catch up over a Zoom call and take it from there? Because you lost the deal doesn't mean that they won't buy from you in the future. Often they do in the future, if you did a good job in the sales process itself. Reason number 2 is price. Now, price in itself is not really a reason, unless they are the wrong person. if they are the wrong person talking to you, then they should be disqualified by your filtering systems, your disqualifiers, way ahead of the call. They shouldn't even be in the call with you. So maybe you have a weak qualifier system, which qualifies the right people in and the wrong people out. Then we have to work with you on the qualification systems. Pick a time with me. I'm happy to help you with that. But let's say you have good qualification systems. You had the right people in your call, but then still they didn't buy because of the price. Then the problem is something else. Then the problem was in the yellow pyramid was in step two. Because in step two, we cover what is the change that they want, why is it now, what happens if nothing happens. And if we do that correctly, now we are talking about the why, the negative things that they want to overcome and the positive things that they want to achieve. If we do a good job in step two and step three of that pyramid, you can watch the whole video, it's called the repeatable sales. If we did a good job in that step of the pyramid, price will not be an issue anymore. Because it logically flows forward. When can we start? Can we afford it? Okay, let's move on. If price is still an option, that means I did a bad job in the sales process itself, because now we are talking about monetary investments and time investments in the wrong way at step six, because I messed up step two. So it's a me problem. I have to go back to my own practice, to my own training. I have to go back to my own sales coaching and make sure that my sales process gets better in step two and in step six. My questions need to be better and I need to practice not skipping those. So that was price, which is not really price. It's always the perceived relation of solving the problem to what you invest in, which is different than price. In the B2B sales world, people are not looking for the cheapest solution. They're looking for the right solution. And that is much more important. And then an almost corollary question is, what do we invest in it in terms of time investment and monetary investment? And the time investment is even more important in the B2B space than the monetary investment. You know if your people have more time or more money. If they have more money, they're looking for less time investment. Take time from them. If they have more time, then they are more price sensitive. Third reason, I clicked when cold. If it went cold, that's all on me. That's all on me because it's my job as a salesperson to nurture the relationship to the other person. Remember, they don't know the product yet. They know only you. So there is only the relationship to you right now. If that relationship has more trust, more authority, more value in each interaction, then you're moving towards closing the deal. If not, then it goes cold. So the relationship either gets warmer or it gets colder. And if it gets cold, it starts with weak signals. I should do a full video about how to see that the relationship is going cold and what to do. And if I don't see the signals, it will be getting cold faster. And when it gets cold, they ghost you. You start then chasing them. They don't pick up anymore. It went cold. You have to move it to close lost. So that's all on me. And then I need sales training. Okay. And by the way, there is not one salesperson on the planet, including the big teachers, that does not need a sales training, sales coaching, sales practice with peers, with mentors, with colleagues, with teachers all the time. It's an ongoing game. We all sales teachers, we all have sales mentors, sales coaches, because you never stop getting better at listening, at communicating, at helping people decide. And also just the technical side of that, how you do that over Zoom, over Teams, over online communication tools. This is where we all are humble enough to learn every week. And let's stay humble enough to learn every week. Reason number four, not the right time. Now, this is on their side, because it might be that, yes, fit is there, function is there, the resources are there, but it's not the right time. Okay, then let's schedule a follow-up meeting. Now, what you cannot allow is that you just go apart. And now I see this mistake happening a lot. They say, can I call you back in March? Don't say that. Schedule right now a meeting with them, because if it's not the right time now, first of all, you have to ask the question. And my favorite question is this one. What are the conditions that need to exist in the future for you and I to engage in working together? And what needs to change specifically for you and I to have this conversation and to do so freely without constraints when we come back again? So remember those two questions, you ask them, and then you schedule a meeting. And that can be in a month, in 3 months. So schedule that meeting, have it in your calendar, in their calendar, and now it's fine. You have them in your CRM, so you won't forget them. Your CRM works on your phone, it will remind you, and we can move on. This is how you deal with lost deals. Let me summarize. It's okay to lose deals. I even hope that you lose a couple deals per week, because that means that you are filling pipeline, that you are moving forward, that you are learning, you are a human being. And as a professional, of course, you take these things seriously. Think, what's in my control? What can I do? Okay, I can get better at designing the sales stages. I can get better as a communicator. I can get better at building relationships that create more value and more creativity and more energy and confidence and fun every time we come together. I will make sure that I have these four options to click in my CRM. I lost them either to competition, or because of price, or because we went cold, or because it wasn't the right time. And by clicking that, now you are starting to learn what's going on. And every couple months, you can make a review. Oh, look, 50% of the deals we're losing because the relationships went cold. So, hey, we should have a sales training. Or 60% was because of the price. Let's look at our pricing. Let's look how we communicate the monetary investment and the time investment they need to put in. And let's get better at stage 2 and stage 6 of the 8 steps of the sales. Hope this helps, and have a great week, everyone. Keep rolling.